the best and worst of 2008, and sizing up 2009. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today, and Happy New Year! My guest is Max Trescott, who is the 2008 National CFI of the Year. Max, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Paul. Happy New Year to you, too.
Well, I wanted to kind of get together here on the first Aero News special feature of our return from hiatus and talk about some things relative to the year turning over. And you actually had some really good ideas, so I wanted to talk to you about, you had four different areas you wanted to cover, and you wanted to start with 2009 resolutions. And I almost don't even bother making them anymore because they almost never work out. I have heard it said, I heard a theory that because humans tend to eat more and have slower metabolisms during darkness, the winter is the worst time to vow to lose weight.
No question about that. In fact, I would encourage everybody, don't make that same ridiculous one about going to the gym. Because you're just going to make the gym more crowded for the first 3 weeks in January until you give up that resolution.
Well, Max, if I don't lose some weight, I'll make everywhere more crowded. But anyway, what are some practical resolutions that pilots could make from 2009?
Well, first, I've got to say I'm extremely optimistic about the state of general aviation for 2009. I think things might be slow for a few more months. But historically, this is really the slow season around most of the country, except for Florida and Arizona anyway. But have you noticed gas prices, and I'm talking about aviation fuel prices, are really back to where they were about 4 years ago. So the cost of flying is actually decreasing, mm-hmm. which I don't think we've ever heard, you know, stated before. So now is really a great time for people to go out and fly their airplanes or, you know, start taking flight training for soon some new rating. So along those lines, I would say resolution number one is go ahead and find somebody to take them out on a demo flight and help get them started on becoming a pilot. Be a salesperson for GA. Figure out just what aspect of flying is going to sell that friend of yours, whether it's communicating the fun or the usefulness of it or the challenge or the satisfaction of getting a license. And go out there and enjoy those 2003 gas prices and do some flying.
I'm going to take it a step further, Max. Not only is gas cheaper, but right now used aircraft are cheap.
Yep, exactly right.
It'd be a great time if you know, recessions get a bad name, but if you have some resources, you know, if you've been careful and have stashed some money away, there are a great time to be alive in some cases.
Yeah, absolutely. And along those lines, it's actually a fairly inexpensive time to get a new rating or get checked out in some new type of aircraft. So I would say resolution number two is for this year, decide either to get a new instrument rating or get a commercial certificate or even maybe a seaplane rating, which you could do in just a day or two. A couple of years ago, I treated myself to an hour of dual and a steerman and just had loads of fun doing loops and barrel rolls. And I think everybody should commit to do something new and fun and different in aviation this year.
All right. What is the one that most people would be well advised to get is probably private up to instrument, the one that would make the most sense for the most people?
There's no question. I think the instrument rating probably brings the most value of all the ratings. And about half the population has one, which means the other half out there really ought to think about getting one.
All right. Other resolutions?
Oh, this one is easy. Plan for Oshkosh. You and I both know that Oshkosh is really the mecca for pilots. And I know a lot of folks out there have read about it and heard, oh, yeah, it sounds pretty neat. Gee, I should really do it. But I've got to tell you, it's one of those few things in life that really exceeds expectations. So go ahead right now as you're listening, pull out your calendar, mark down July 27th through August 2nd, and start planning to go there. You'll have a great time. And you're going to be there too, right, Paul?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there for the whole time. I'm not sure actually how much I'll see of it this year. People don't understand. They think it's a great deal to be assigned to work at Oshkosh. but really, if I was not involved with Aero News, I would want to go there and plan a week anyway, just because it takes that long to see everything interesting.
It does take a week. There's no question. You know, I usually go for about 5 days, and I'm still always wishing that I were there longer.
And I'll add something to that resolution, too, is that if you've never done it, take in Theater in the Woods or one of the fly-in movies.
Yep, there's just tons of stuff to do, or the museum, you name it. The warbird section, usually they have about 450 warbirds. Last time I looked, there were about 13 P-51s all lined up. I mean, it's just fabulous.
All right, now, you're high on advising people to get a CFI rating in the coming year. What is it about the CFI rating that we should want?
Well, I think it's... does a couple of different things. You know, one, I think most people listening right now are passionate about aviation, and I really want them to just really share that passion with other people, help get more pilots into the ranks. We really need to grow general aviation. The best way to do it is to either take your friends for demo flights or become a CFI yourself and start giving back to the industry and start teaching others to become pilots.
Well, it's also not a bad strategy if you want to be able to, if not make a good living, at least have your flying paid for.
Well, everything certainly becomes tax deductible that you buy that's flying related, so that's nice too.
All right, let's move on from resolutions to looking back at 2008. You wanted to actually take this a step beyond what I had in mind and actually hand out some awards for 2008.
Well, I think so. You know, if you think about it, all the other industries have their Emmys and Tonys and Grammys and so on. So what better for general aviation than to have the GAMMYs, the General Aviation Milestone Awards?
Okay, now milestone's a pretty weighty word. Do you actually have more than one of these you can think of for the year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And besides, that's the only M I could think of, so that's why I'm...
Okay, all right. Well, let's start into those.
All right, so how about the GAMMY Award for the most successful acquisition at a bargain price? And this occurred back early in the year. So, Paul, may I have the envelope?
Here it is.
All right, let's see. Here we go. Open it up here. All right, and this was certified by the accounting firm of Pricewaterhouse, Plack, and Truscott, so the results are...
Highly questionable.
All right. The Grammy for the most successful acquisition of the bargain price goes to Cessna. Great job of integrating the purchase of Columbia last year into their product line. And, you know, they teach in business school that only about 10% of all acquisitions work out. Mm-hmm. These folks did a really, really great job. It's always been one of my favorite airplanes. I was lucky enough to be back in Bend, Oregon at the factory again this year. And the Cessna 400 looks just fantastic with the new Cessna logo. So I think it was the best move all the way around. So congratulations. Great job.
Well, and I will say I have to agree with you with one minor nit to pick. And that is that it's the Cessna 400 is not part of what has traditionally been known as the 400 series.
No, that's true.
So if you can get by that, it works fine. Ready for the next envelope.
All right, here we go. So this is the award for design innovation. Open okay. This one up here. And look, it goes to Cirrus Design for their introduction of the perspective glass cockpit, as well as for their enhanced vision system. That's the infrared system that makes it easier to see through the fog and clouds and so on. Obviously, you're not going to see through everything, but it makes it a lot easier to look ahead and land an airplane and reduce visibility.
Well, it is a great system, and it was really an eye-popper when it was introduced.
I absolutely love it. It's essentially with a perspective system that's essentially G1000 type software with all new hardware. And that combined with the enhanced vision, I think, is just a phenomenal deal. But hey, you know what? I have got a runner up as well I'd like to propose.
Okay.
That's got to be for the Icon A5 LSA.
Mm-hmm.
That is just a fabulous new light sport aircraft that's trailerable, which may not sound like a big deal, but the neat thing is you don't have to pay for tie-down space at the airport. You can keep it, on a trailer at home, for example. It's got foldable wings. It's even got one of the parachutes on board. And what really surprised me is it's got an angle of attack indicator, and you know what those are good for, right?
What's that?
Well, that is the only instrument that directly indicates when an aircraft is reaching a critical angle of attack where the stall begins.
Ah, okay.
So it's a fabulous instrument that you don't usually find in a general aviation aircraft. So we made this the runner-up because they haven't actually started shipping these aircraft, but boy, I think that's something you should put on your list of things to consider getting.
I am just in awe of their whole approach to general aviation. They've decided that they need to bring more people in, not appeal to the people who are already in the box.
Yep, exactly.
And also, it's almost as if the wheeled landing gear are an afterthought. They really have designed this primarily to be, a float plane or a flying boat, actually. And I think that's going to appeal to a lot of people who maybe won't even ever use an airport.
I got to tell you, I have some time in the Lake Buccaneer, and there's nothing more fun than being in an amphibious aircraft and being right down on the water. So I'm sure these are going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, let's move on to your next award.
All right. Here's an award, actually a tie for awards, for innovation in teaching. And that's kind of fun because often people don't think about innovation in teaching because, frankly, we've been teaching flying the same way for the past 50 years, mm-hmm. as one of the local FAA folks said to me. And I think he was right. But we've got a couple things that happened this year. First is scenario-based training, something that's been talked about for a long time. But finally, we have a brand new book on the market that actually tells us what it is and how to do it. And that's written by my friend Arlen McMahon, who's a master CFI out of Kentucky. She has a brand new book called Teach Like You Fly. And essentially, it explains what scenario-based training is, gives a number of different examples of exercises that people can use to integrate into their teaching. And all the studies seem to show that this is going to be one good way to improve safety. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a good candidate for that award.
Well, and it's good to finally know what scenario-based training means for people who hadn't really been following it. Our friend Bob Miller, who obviously ruffles some feathers here and there now and then, has been criticized by some people for taking students out on cross countries as among the first things he does.
Right.
And it turns out that that has a lot to do with what scenario training is all about.
Right. And I think the tie for this award, frankly, we go out to Bob Miller Flight School. I think that those kinds of things are indeed innovative and make a lot of sense. So I think both Arlen and Bob are leaders in this area.
All right, time to award the prestigious GAMI for Innovation in Marketing.
I'm really happy to do this. This is to a company that's been around for a really long time, and I think it's just really doing some new innovative kinds of things in marketing, and that's Cessna. I love their YouTube video this year they had, which showed a comparison between people flying the airlines versus flying a Citation jet from home in somewhere in the Midwest out to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I love the innovative thing they're doing on FlightAware. FlightAware.com is the place where you can track aircraft in real time. And depending on which kinds of aircraft you track, a little message now pops up and offers a demo flight in a Cessna 400. So, I mean, those are just a couple of the many things that they're doing. So I think that they have really turned things around, and they're doing fabulous things on all fronts.
Well, there's a reason they've been around since 1927 or whatever it is.
Yeah, and 175,000 aircraft sold.
Let's move on to the category that sounds like an oxymoron, the GAMI for Success in Government.
Yeah, I know. And when I did that, I thought people might not believe me that I'm serious, but I really am. I think the FAA's Satellite Navigation Office, SatNav, just really deserves a lot of credit for the successful WAAS program, the Wide Area Augmentation System.
Mm-hmm.
They have worked for 10 years to put this system together. It's fully deployed. It works. It delivers great results. There are now more than 1,300 LPV approaches that can now be flown to a minimum similar to that of an ILS. And credit also goes to the FAA's National Flight Procedures Office, which is drawing up between 400 and 500 of these approaches every year. So they are really taking WAAS and turning it into reality. So big hats off and award to the FAA for this outstanding work.
I think I read somewhere early in the year that they had just crossed the line of having as many LPV approaches as they did ILSs.
That's right. That happened in September. There are now more LPVs than there are ILSs in the country.
All right, GAMI Award for the Best Fought Battle of 2008.
Well, that's an easy one. I'm sure you know which one that is. That obviously goes to Phil Boyer and AOPA for their really unrelenting fight against user fees. Now, frankly, you and I think feel the same way, which is there's probably no organization that we hold in higher esteem than AOPA and that all members really should be pilots. Every once in a while, I read about someone who disagrees about some small aspect of AOPA, and I say the heck with it. You ought to be a member anyway because they're out there fighting for us every day. So not only did they lead the great fight against user fees, they also did a successful search for a new president this year. Craig Fuller obviously took over yesterday, day one, and also started a brand new charitable foundation, the AOPA Foundation, which gives ways for people to donate in other ways than just the Air Safety Foundation, which has always had a foundation in the past. And best of all, I really love this, they've got a new Learn to Fly initiative in which they're giving out free $149 certificates that can be used for new pilots who are interested in getting a flight license. And the way they're doing this is when they hold their town meetings around the country, they're running local advertising in the newspapers for non-pilots to come in to the meeting, and then they hold a separate meeting for those folks who then get a certificate that they can use to get their first lesson. So anyway, I think AOP is just doing fantastic things for us.
All right. Now, we have a GAMI that's probably a category we would not have had 20 years ago, and that's for green aviation.
Indeed. That goes to Virgin Atlantic. Some people may have missed this story, but back in February, they became the first airline in the world to successfully fly a plane using biofuel. Now, they used a 747, and they flew from London to Amsterdam, burning, get this, a mix of 20% basu nuts from the Amazon and coconuts from the Philippines mixed with the 80% standard jet fuel. Now, they were also very clever in the way they did this. Do you think they ran fuel in all four engines?
No.
No. They ran fuel in just one of the four engines.
Right.
So that was pretty smart as well.
Yes, it was. All right. And now we need the GAMI for pure fun.
This one, of course, has to go to the Rocket Racing League that debuted this year. And obviously, this is going to make Aero News founder Zoom Campbell very happy. And hopefully, those at Oshkosh this year actually got to see those liquid fuel powered general aviation planes zooming around. I mean, what could be more fun than having an airplane with fire coming out of its tail?
That's on purpose.
Exactly.
All right. Well, listen, we are going to take a break and come back with some gammies for things we wish did not happen in 2008. My guest is Max Trescott, who is the 2008 National CFI of the Year. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approaches. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here with 2008 National CFI of the Year, Max Trescott. We've been looking back at 2008 and ahead to 2009. Let's take just a couple more minutes on 2008, Max, because you had some Gammy Awards for things we wish did not happen in 2008.
I'm afraid so. And the first one is the What Were You Thinking Award. Now, this does go to the FAA, who we just gave a good gammy to, but their original next-gen proposal, frankly, left a lot desirable for GA. They had delivered a proposal that was going to have ADS-B transmitters that were going to cost pilots but to deliver zero benefits, so they're back to the drawing board again. And I just have to say, regarding the first proposal, what were you thinking?
Well, and frankly, there were a number of different aspects of what were you thinking in that. I think one of the things that actually, frankly, AOPA fought for was to make sure that that deadline for GA equipage was pushed out to 2020. And I've been, you know, my sources in the avionics industry tell me that we may never get the economies of scale we need to make it affordable for GA unless we try to get it more concentrated into a couple of year period.
Well, the good news is that some of the solutions that are coming out are actually less expensive than what was stated in the original FAA proposal, so that's going to help too.
And Garmin now has two transponders that are ADS-B ready, so we're we're starting to get there already.
That's what I was thinking of.
All right, the Gammy for innovative thinking that was ahead of its time.
Clearly that goes to both Dayjet and Eclipse. Dayjet, of course, was that company in the southeast part of the U.S. that was offering a per-seat on-demand air taxi service using the Eclipse jet, and I got to tell you, I love the idea, and just because it folded doesn't mean that it can't work. I know that SATS Air Taxi is very successful using the Cirrus SR-22s, but those cost less than half an Eclipse and burn less than half the fuel, and maybe that's, you know, what needs to be done. Obviously, Eclipse is a tough story as well. Many folks asked me last year throughout the year if I thought Eclipse would survive, and each time I told them, yes, I thought the jet was going to survive, though perhaps under a different company name. So just as Cessna bought Columbia last year for a bargain price, I think we're going to see the same thing happen again this year with Eclipse.
And I think the thing about that we wish had above all had not happened is where the customers and the depositors are at this point, but we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. I really believe that.
The Gammy for nuisance fees.
And I bet you can guess this one. It's airline industry.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Fees for luggage, movies, drinks. Did you see the YouTube video where they're going to actually charge you for a seatbelt?
No, but that's a pretty funny bit.
was. But, you know, to their credit, I really have to say at least the airline industry has not been in Washington the last few months asking to be bailed out again. So the fees, unfortunately, are working for them. But, you know, fuel prices have dropped dramatically, but the airlines got it wrong again. They're going to be stuck with high fuel prices because many of them started buying hedging contracts while fuel prices were high.
Yeah, they all
Even though fuel prices have come down, they're still locked into these higher prices. So you just got to shake your head anytime you come to talk about the airline industry.
Well, you know what? You talk about a la carte fees and all the unbundling going on. You know, where is Bill Diffenderfer to take his victory lap here? Because when he started Skybus Airlines, which unfortunately left us as soon as fuel prices started heading upward, everybody said, that's a terrible idea. That'll never work. You know, 6 months later, everybody was doing it.
Yep. Yep.
So, all right. Well, the gammy for the government agency most deserving of a budget cut.
Yeah, I have to word this one very carefully. I think it's the TSA, and I'm not really knocking the work that they're doing screening passengers for the airline. I know that they have to do that. I think they do a good job, and it's really a very important mission, so I'm not knocking that at all. But, you know, as I go back and think about this, my recollection is that the attacks that occurred were using commercial jets and not general aviation aircraft, and yet TSA seems to be expanding their mission into everything with wings. So we all know that they're proposing rules for GA aircraft over 12,500 pounds to have the same type of screening that goes on for the airlines. And I'm just worried if things continue like this, 5 years from now, they're going to be writing rules that let them pat down pilots before they fly a Cessna 152. So I'm just not thrilled at that where those things are going. I hope they continue to do great on the passenger side, but boy, I wish they'd stop worrying about things that they don't need to worry about on the GA side.
Well, and philosophically, you know, you get that blank stare if you talk to them about, you know, why aren't we checking the backgrounds of everybody who drives compact automobiles, because that is the terrorist's weapon of choice up to this point.
Well, or panel trucks. I mean, panel trucks are totally unregulated in this country, and yet virtually every attack that has happened, except for the one with a large aircraft, you know, has been with trucks. So I think they're focused in the wrong area.
I don't think you'll get too much disagreement on any of these things for 2008, Max. What do you see looking ahead for 2009, and what would you like to see?
2009, I think, is really going to be a great year. I'm very optimistic. First of all, I think we're going to see a lot of new student pilot starts, and I really believe that this lower cost of flying that we're having right now is going to help. We've also got exciting new aircraft. The Skycatcher, if we're lucky, will ship sometime late this year. I know that Cessna is developing a new learn-to-fly program in conjunction with that. A friend of mine, in fact, it was Arlen, mentioned that in Kentucky, her flight school is charging prices that were, you know, what they had 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So we've got inexpensive flying now. I think we're going to see a lot of student starts. 2009, I think, is going to be a good year.
Okay, what else?
Well, I think we're going to see a lot of airport infrastructure spending. Obviously, Congress is going to be passing an infrastructure bill very shortly, and I'm sure airports will be included, so hopefully they're going to build us some more runways.
You know, that's an interesting segment in which to invest some money, because there are a whole bunch of projects that have already been through all kinds of planning stages, and they're sitting there waiting for funding, so
yep.
Unlike bridges. You mentioned the year of the combined private instrument syllabus. I know Cessna is working on this, and some other people are too.
Indeed. It's been going on. Research has been going on for a couple of years, and there's going to be a book out later this year, pretty soon, in the next couple of months, combined by Cirrus and written by Paul Craig, a friend of mine down at Middle Tennessee State University. And it's going to be all about a private / instrument syllabus for teaching the two writings simultaneously. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Now, this will be the year when some pilots will actually learn how to use that WAS GPS receiver they bought in 2008. You would know about this.
Indeed. There were a lot of WAS receivers shipped in the last year or so, and there's certainly a certain amount of confusion out there. And this one is kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I think people will probably need to continue to do a little bit more study on some of that new equipment that they just acquired.
I don't think it has to be tongue-in-cheek. There are an awful lot of people with non-WAS GPSs who don't know anything other than the button that lets them ignore the outdated database and the one that says direct to.
Indeed.
All right. Now, you have a prediction about the FAA.
Oh, dear. And this one's easy. Every October, we get the same press release. So I just know in 2009, we're going to see the same press release that says we have another huge decline in the number of general aviation accidents. But what they never say in the press release is that decline is attributable directly to a decline in the number of hours flown, and that there's no real meaningful decline in the actual rate at which the accidents are occurring. So using that logic, you know, Paul, if we could just get pilots to stop flying altogether, we would have a really huge decline in the accident rate.
Yes, we would. Yep. All right, now 2009 is bound to be a rough economic year. What do you think will happen in GA?
Well, I think it's predictable. We're going to have more bankruptcies and acquisitions of companies, particularly with the VLJ programs. I don't know which companies they'll be, but clearly there's been probably too much money invested in this area. Not all the companies have survived, so there's going to be more shakeout, I think, particularly in the VLJ area. And, you know, the same thing might happen a little bit in light sport. I'm not sure how rapidly that'll occur, but, you know, we've got, what, more than 50 companies making light sport aircraft, so some of those are bound to go away, too.
We're closing in on 80, actually.
Yep. Okay.
And frankly, many of them seem content to sell 5 airplanes a year, so it's hard to see how many will fall off the tree.
No,
all right. What do you think? You mentioned that you have a personal future prediction for 2009. What's Max Trescott going to be up to in this new year?
No, I predict there'll be lots of new books and computer-based training programs coming out this year.
Will they be e-books?
Well, that's already happened. Sure. Yeah, we had the Learn to Fly ebook, which we talked about 2 weeks ago, which is now on the website. But no, I'm thinking about the old paper kind.
Well, Max, if you haven't done this yet, you need to put all these things we just talked about in the form of a blog on your website at maxtrescott.com.
Will do.
All right, Max, listen, I couldn't think of a better way to start off 2009. It's always fun to have you on, and you've put a lot of thought into this. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Well, I hope we talk a lot in 2009. It's always fun.
I'll make that resolution.
All right, same here.
My guest has been Max Trescott, 2008 National CFI of the Year, and you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.